From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. China's President Xi Jinping arrived in Zimbabwe Tuesday to start his four-day Africa tour. It's a visit that analysts say is aimed at deepening economic and security cooperation. As we hear here, his welcoming ceremony, Xi got a 21-gun salute as he arrived at the Harare International Airport. He spends a day with his Zimbabwean counterpart, Robert Mugabe, at the president's farm outside the capital. The government minister and former Zimbabwe ambassador to China, Christopher Mutsvangangwa, says the two leaders are expected to sign several large deals. State media reports the deals will include infrastructure and transport, among other areas. In Burkina Faso, former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore won Sunday's presidential elections in the first round with a clear majority of the vote. He becomes the first new president of the country in almost three decades. As we hear here, the provisional results of the presidential elections in Burkina were announced just a few minutes before midnight Monday. He says candidate Roch Marc Christian Kabore gathers 53.49% of the vote. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. It's in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. Researchers surveyed more than 43,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa about their experiences and perceptions regarding corruption. This is VOA News. The White House announced at a Paris summit Tuesday commitments from 73 U.S. companies that are joining a pledge to support action on climate change. The goals include reducing emissions by as much as 50%, reducing water usage by 80%, and buying 100% renewable energy. At a press conference, U.S. President Barack Obama said climate change must be addressed by all nations.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
You can read more on the climate change summit and President Obama's comments at voanews.com. The World Health Organization is marking World AIDS Day on Tuesday by emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all of those living with HIV. The UN Health Agency says about 16 million of the 37 million people living with HIV, that's the virus that causes AIDS, are currently taking the combination of drugs, and that universal use is the way to end the AIDS epidemic within a generation. Meanwhile, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, is warning that Asia-Pacific nations are facing a sharp rise in the incidence of HIV among adolescents. Ron Corbin reports.
The UN Children's Fund UNICEF report, backed by 2 years of research, says increasing HIV infections among adolescents has triggered alarms of a new epidemic. Wing Sai Ching, a regional UNICEF advisor on HIV and AIDS, says the cause for concern lies with the dramatic 120% increase in deaths among adolescents since 2000. The report says while the vast majority of people under the age of 20 are at low risk for HIV, the prevalence is extremely high, double digits, among key adolescent populations in Hanoi, Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Mumbai, and cities in China. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Indonesian investigators said Tuesday a faulty system on an Air Asia flight led pilots to take actions that caused them to lose control of the jet that crashed into the Java Sea last December. In its final report, the National Transportation Safety Committee said the Airbus flight control system had a cracked joint that set off alarms. In a prior report, they noted that the plane ascended steeply and stalled before hurtling into the water. All 162 people died.
That's the latest world news from VOA.